Well, first of all, can I say I really welcome these new SEAI grant supports because they bring energy upgrades within the reach of so many more homeowners. First of all, can I speak about the fact that we have around 558 million allocated in this year alone for SEAI residential and community energy upgrades. But the important point that I want to bring to people's attention is that this means now that homeowners can enable what we call step-by-step retrofits. So it allows homeowners to upgrade their homes over time because most people can't afford to do everything at the one time. So whether it's attic and wall insulation, windows, doors, renewable heating, whatever homeowners want to do, you don't have to do it all at the one time. And there is this step-by-step retrofit, which is now under this process. And that makes it so much more viable for people and that people can look and make plans to retrofit their homes, to make them much more energy efficient, warmer, cut down on their bills, because that's what people are concerned about. People are concerned about climate and about carbon emissions, absolutely. But equally, they are just as concerned about the cost of their energy. And retrofitting their homes does both of those things. It cuts down on cost, but equally, it means your energy bills are not so high. But most people can't manage to do everything at the one time, even if there is a grant available. So what we're looking at now is a step-by-step process for households with higher grants and wider eligibility. And this is really good news, I believe, for households.